And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Danielle Thrallow is one of the mainstays in the Twin Ports comedy scene, and she's also performed nationwide, from Miami's Funniest Competition to being named in another competition as the second funniest person in the Twin Cities. And there's got to be a joke right there. I'm betting she'll be at least as funny in Bayfield, where she'll be performing at Honest Dog Books on November 22nd. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle.
Hi. It's fun to be here.
So you visited with us several years ago, just after the pandemic. And back then you'd introduce yourself at performances by saying, I'm transgender and 57 years old. Adjusting your age to, I'm going to say 62 now, is that still your intro?
That's correct, 62. I actually have changed the intro a little. I still use that joke. I mean, I use it a lot, but my primary introduction now is how I grew up on a farm in Minnesota. When I told my parents I was transgender, they were fine with it. What really shook them up is when I told them I was lactose intolerant. My mom was like, oh, your father's not going to like that lifestyle decision.
Well, Wisconsin is the dairy state, more so than Minnesota. So how does that play in different parts of Wisconsin? Bayfield is pretty progressive, but, you know, you go a few miles south and you're in different territory.
You know, as long as it's self-depreciating and, you know, I actually open my sets usually with something a little sillier sometimes. Like, for example, you know, it's fall and I love fall. It reminds me of my sister who loved trees so much that she used to argue with her husband over what to name their twin boys. He wanted to name them Andrew and Connor. She wanted to name them Andrewfer and Conifer.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, that does sound like a tough deciduous.
Ah.
Well, so simple stuff like that, or maybe making a joke about the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, just trying to develop a sense of trust in the opening. And then as we develop that trust, we'll move forward a little further and I'll get a little more revealing about things that are personal about me. Mm-hmm. And so, once people are laughing, it does something to the neurons in the brain where people are more receptive to novel situations. Anybody can react to novelty in unique ways. Some people laugh, some people cry, some people get scared right away, and some people get violent. And so, but when you put those chemicals in the brain that help the neurons embrace novelty and find things less threatening and are open to new ideas, then, I mean, you know what? I've always had it work so far.
Well, let's hear some of that work. You shared the Packers clip with us. Let's take a listen.
But I still couldn't escape it. I see it everywhere, what a divisive time it is. Minnesota, Wisconsin, the hats, the bumper stickers. I even saw a guy with a pickup truck and flags waving out the back. And it all has that same disgusting message. Go Packers! I grew up in central Minnesota. My whole family is Vikings fans. And then my sister married a Packer fan. I cannot believe the Supreme Court made that legal. My daughter was in kindergarten. They gave her a Packer stocking hat out of Lost and Found. Yeah, that's why we homeschool.
Well, obviously, the world or the country is a lot different now than it was 10 months ago. So, yeah, how do some of these issues play? Obviously, in all seriousness, no joking aside, if I may joke, that transgender politics or realities nationwide are not the same as they were, you know, at the beginning of the year.
Right. So, a few things about that. Number one, I've been trying. Sarah McBride is a representative from Delaware who's transgender in the House of Representatives, and she faces a tremendous amount of bullying, just outright bullying. And if anybody could be bitter or cynical, she would have every right to be. And I listened to an interview with her on Ezra Klein, and she was just so magnanimous. And she said that being cynical is being lazy, and being hopeful and optimistic is a muscle that we have to exercise. that really hit home with me because it is easy to be lazy and cynical in my humor and to be sarcastic. And so I've been working harder to have more optimism in my jokes and look at more of the positive side of things. So, for example, you know, the passport issue was just in the Supreme Court. Our United States government has determined that you can only have an M or an F on your passport.
The United States government just sent me a new passport. I didn't ask for it. They changed my F to an M. I didn't ask for it. It's just a new policy. They just sent it to me. And but I know why they did it, though. I know why. It's because they want to make sure that there's no confusion that I might be a DEI hire. I'm not. According to the United States government, I am a privileged white male. When they sent me the passport, I got a 20% raise.
It sounds like you could mine this for humor. It sounds like you mine almost anything for humor.
Yeah, if something makes me sad or angry or even just whimsical, like, you know, the joke about my sister and the trees, anything that makes me laugh, I'll write it down. And then the next day, it won't be funny at all. But every once in a while, my guess is about 1 out of 100 things that I write down actually make it to the stage.
So you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with some great idea. And then when you really wake up, right, at 6 or 7 or 8, it ain't so great anymore.
Yes. That's exactly right. I'll be going to bed and something will make me kind of chuckle and I'll go, oh, if I don't get up and write that down, I'm going to forget it. And then the next morning I'll get up and I'll go, oh, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, I should have forgot it. Right?
I should have just forgot it. I could have slept.
Well, we've been speaking with comedian Danielle Throllo. She'll be appearing at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield on November 22nd. Thank you for joining us, Danielle.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and it's going to be a great show.
All right. And if you have something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.